Hi, everybody. This is Jimmy DeYoung with news coming out of Rome, Italy. Pope Francis has and will continue to bring changes to the Catholic Church in his leadership role. That's the headline. I'll have more details on this story in one moment.
It's time now for Prophecy Today, a look at current events in light of biblical prophecy. Now with the latest news update, here's Jimmy DeYoung.
In his leadership role as Pope of the billion-plus Catholic worshipers, Pope Francis now leads this 2,000-year-old church into the future differently than any previous pope due to the fact that he is a Jesuit. The world continues to watch Pope Francis implement his style of leadership with a mission to expand the outreach of Catholicism and to enlarge the total number of the Catholic worshipers to the worldwide church. Since the Jesuits are the militant arm of the Catholic Church with a desire to see the world convert, only time will tell how successful Pope Francis will be with his mission as leader of the church. And that's the latest in news that you need to know. We report this information because it is setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled.
For more on the latest news out of the Middle East, you can check out our website at prophecytoday.com. Right now, here's Jimmy DeYoung again with a prophetic perspective on today's news.
The leadership of Pope Francis will set the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. If you have a moment, think about this with me. Pope Francis, the first Jesuit to ever lead the Catholic Church as Pope, brings to his leadership role a desire to convert all the world to Catholicism. The Jesuits, founded in 1540 AD, were brought together as a counter-Reformation movement. They want to turn back the Reformation of Luther and Knox and bring all non-Catholics back into the fold. They have an eschatology that believes that all the world will one day be of the Catholic Church, and then Jesus Christ will come back to rule this worldwide kingdom that they have set up. True biblical eschatology, which is a study, of course, of the end times, this eschatology states that the false church that will be headquartered in Rome, Italy, the Seven Mountain City, will indeed come to power in the first half of the coming tribulation period. That's found in Revelation chapter 17. This ecclesiastical Babylon will be led by the Antichrist, who is referred to as the beast some eight times in Revelation 17. Revelation 17:16 reveals that the world leaders, the revived Roman Empire, will rise up and destroy the false church and give their power worldwide dominion to the Antichrist. That's Revelation chapter 17 and verse 17, which indicates that the Lord himself will put into the hearts and minds of these world leaders to accomplish his will. This will then open the opportunity for the Antichrist to rule a worldwide economic Babylon yet in the future. The leadership of Pope Francis is indeed setting the stage for Bible prophecy to be fulfilled. And that is my prophetic perspective on the news today.
Remember, if you want more of the latest news out of the Middle East, go to our website at prophecytoday.com. There you will also find information for a better understanding of biblical prophecy as it relates to our world today. Our toll-free phone number is 8-PROPHECY-8. This is Jay Johnson inviting you to join us every Monday through Friday for Prophecy Today. Remember, the Lord Jesus is coming, and it could be today. So let's keep looking up until... Thank you.